channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
And a really warm good morning, listener.
Something is happening here and it's just playing on auto, so bear with me. I know what it is.
Bear with me.
We're going to play a little song and then we'll be back with you.
That's my little Spanish intro. Sorry about that, listener. I have had a holiday. It's all gone a bit awry. So we are in the studio. We have flanking me on my left, we have the lovely LJ, Lisa Jane Davies. You can follow her on the Twitter at Miss LJ Davies. She is going to be talking to you about the RP partnership. She is with a racing driver, as you often are, no doubt. And it was a blimmy good job too, because she got caught in Operation Stack. Good morning, Lisa Jane.
Morning.
Take that mic towards your lovely boosh. So you were on Operation Stack.
I was on Operation Stack this morning.
How you got here, I don't know.
I off-stacked at Ashford.
I had a vision. Take the mic right to you. So I had a vision of you sort of leaping out of your car and sort of running along the tops of the lorries because I went by and I heard something about it on Heart FM. Yes. And I went by and it was absolutely up to, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh,
and
yes,
the police were stopping.
That's exactly what I did. Yeah. I jumped over the top of all the lorries and ran down the M20.
You are Superwoman.
No problem.
So Zina, talking of Superwomen, is a racing driver. I don't quite know where this comes in, but Zina Cooper is a racing driver in her full-time, part-time?
Hobby.
It's a hobby. It's a pretty dangerous hobby. What do you drive?
It was a Fiesta.
Okay.
It was not an ordinary Fiesta.
No.
It was a very basic Fiesta in as far as there was nothing inside other than a seat. And it was a full race spec car.
So what we call a souped up?
Yeah, kind of. Yes, yes. Okay. Slightly battered as well after a couple of races.
Well, it would be after you being behind the wheel. So you can follow Zina Cooper at Zina C Racing. And don't worry, I know what I've done wrong now. If Paul Andrews is listening, he'll shout at me. But it was just, it's all a bit much. Frankly, I've been on holiday for 2 weeks and life in Spain is very slow. And I did have rather a lot of cava and I think I'm missing it, really. But my son's at home. He's a cocktail barman. He's a student, but he's at uni. But he's been a cocktail barman in his spare time. So guess what I'm having tonight? Mojitos.
Ooh.
Made for me. It's when I get home. I didn't dare have any last night before the show, just as well.
We wouldn't have found the light switches, would we?
No, we did find the light switch because I remember last time. That is the lovely Jane Apps, who is my co-presenter this morning and fabulous. She's been very diligent. I sent a picture out on Twitter. You'll see her looking diligent. What are you going to be talking about today? You're going to be talking about our tweets.
Yeah, we're going to be talking tweets. We're going to be talking Tunbridge Farmers Market, which of course is this Sunday. And if we've got time, I'm sure we'll throw in a few veggie things as well. You never know.
Yeah, and you come laden with gifts.
Yeah, I've been working on, this is the latest vegan craze really, is vegan meringue.
Well, I love a vegan meringue.
Egg free.
So we are going to be eating the vegan meringue. How do you make it without an egg?
I could tell you that, but I would have to kill you.
No, it's a secret then. Some little vegan secret. And what are your shoes, may I ask, as a vegan?
I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not wearing leather shoes, no.
Okay, so they're...
plastic,
they?
I assume, yes.
Okay, or
synthetic.
Stitched with some pasta or something, perhaps. Our sponsor, you won't know our sponsor because you've only just arrived and you're doing enough work. It is a big hello to at Serenity Becker, who is our sponsor. She's based in Swalecliffe in Whitstable. They have a new machine, women and men. If you're like me, trying to hold all your bits in on holiday, which I was, you know, let's not talk about Beachbody Ready because that caused a furore in the press, isn't it? But yeah, I was trying to hold in certain bits of me, most of me. She has a machine that tweaks it all and massages it and does it all for you. So hats off to her. She's the first one in Kent. It's a Gino and it's a red monster, it looked like in the picture. It looked very glam and chic. So give her a ring or tweet her at Serenity Becker on the Twitter and see if you can get a course. She's got an open evening coming up as well. So keep posted on the Twitter for that. I think we'll go to the Diligent Jane apps and see what might be happening on the Twitter, Jane.
Oh, it's got lots happening on the Twitter today. We've had a tweet in from Whitstable Stove Shop, and apparently they're listening in. So
we love them.
Hello, Whitstable Stove Shop. We've also had a tweet from Graham Green Cook, and he says, chives today at the business event in Ashford, and he's hashtagged something for everyone. The lovely Harry Cover, he says the Tunbridge Wells food swap on Saturday the 25th of July. So just like a little mention of that. So that's the Tunbridge Wells food swap, 25th July. At Riverford Kent have been on the Twitter today saying Samphire is available this week.
Just 1 week.
Wow. I don't know if it's available in the other week, but they've said it's available.
No, well, they said just this week.
Oh, okay. They said just this week. Yeah. Excellent.
But then they did do that, Jane, with flat peaches. You know those flat, well, I call them flat. They call them donut. I'm not calling them donut. Don't really get that. So they were saying that they were available for a very short time. They're delicious.
Yes,
those
they
donut
are.
Peaches.
Yes, they are.
So maybe the Samphire would be
might
a bit
reappear.
Longer.
You never know.
Now, Riverford, just to let you know, Liz and Caroline, the organic sisters, deliver all through East Kent. You can get a lovely box. And when I went to Spain, my young number two son came with Mimi, his lovely girlfriend, and they looked after the dog and all that. Kept the house tidier than we do. And I think the dog was a bit miffed by the teenage routine, not getting up till midday sort of thing. But I got them a Riverford box and they really loved it. And I did a mix of sort of salad and fruit. It was very nice and they ate it all.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to come back to Jane with some more events and tweets that are going on later on. And I do apologise for my shaky start. I don't know what was going on. There was Steve Wood from last week's show.
Yeah.
I think he probably bamboozled me so we could hear his show again.
Yes, he's obviously just trying to take over the show.
Yeah, I'm going to New York on Friday and I plan, because it's quite a long journey by plane, to listen to all the business bunkers and all the scoffs that I've missed. So
that'll be better than an in-flight movie, won't it?
Yeah. But can you just tell us what's going on first of all before we phone Colin? Because we're going to phone Colin at 20 past 11-ish and we're going to be hearing My Godello. Lord knows what that is. I think it's a rhyming slang for bordello, or
don't know.
Maybe he's scoffing or quaffing some Spanish something. But he says I think it's about 38 degrees to 40 there.
Ooh.
And when I was there, it was very, very hot. Can you tell us a bit about Tunbridge? Because is it the biggest market that you do?
Yes, it's the biggest market I attend, certainly. It's got over 80 stalls this week. It's Berry Bonanza week. Of course, it's lots of lovely berries and cherries and all those lovely Kentish fruits about at the moment. Mm. Hence, we've been on the vegan meringue, so we can make a bit of a...
So what have we got? We know we've got strawberries.
Yeah.
We've got...
Raspberries are now in season.
Okay. Blackberries, too early?
I think blackberries are a little bit too early
far. Yeah.
There's still plenty of choice out there for the berries. And they're delicious. Kent fruit is amazing.
And the difference in the flavour to if you get sort of a Moroccan... Sorry if you're Moroccan... I love you. But Moroccan or a Spanish berry, the difference in the flavour there is just exquisite, isn't it?
Well, it's food miles, isn't it? You know, obviously the quicker you can get food to your plate, obviously the better and fresher it's going to be. So if your local farmer's market, it's going to be literally within a few miles, whereas if you're importing it to your local supermarket, it's come a lot further, hasn't it? So it's bound to make a difference to your taste. But also we should mention at Tunbridge Farmer's Market,
we should.
It's going to be Morris month as well,
So Morris?
If you're into Morris dancing, come on down.
Really? And are you, Jane?
I have had a go at Morris dancing, I have to admit. Once, it's really difficult. So I'm really admiring you, Morris dancers.
Don't you just shake your bells about and drink beer?
It's really hard work. It's very, very tiring, I have to say. I only had one little go once and I couldn't keep it up, I have to say.
Do you know, I hear some men have that trouble. So it's this Sunday, the 12th of July, Berry Bonanza. They've got 85 plus stalls. Yeah. That is huge.
It is,
and you've got the e-cover stall there and you can take your empties.
You can, so you can get your refills there. So that's very environmentally friendly. There'll be loads of lovely stalls. I think Kathy will be there with great preservations. You've got hundreds and hundreds of nice things.
I believe she's on the show next week.
Oh, is she on the show next week?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So. With possibly some marmalade.
Ah, she's marmalade queen.
Yes, she is. Lisa Jane.
I do believe that Mr. Muschop is going to be at Tunbridge Farmers Market Muschop this weekend.
Ketchup.
Also.
Oh, we've had a tweet from him today.
Now,
actually.
He's a spicy man.
Yes.
He is, Andrew. We've had a tweet from him. Well, Kel surprised Lisa Jane.
He says, the saucy food times is out. That's at Muschop on the Twitter.
Brilliant. So go and see him there and say you heard about him on Scoff and Quaff. We know we sponsor the winning ticket, don't you, Scoff and Quaff?
Yes, you do.
We are
lovely. Massive raffle prizes. Really,
what is
really
it
good.
This month? Do we know?
How much is it up to?
Yeah.
It was over 1,000 last month. So
unbelievable.
It's very high.
£1,000 to spend on those stalls. I mean, that's amazing.
A massive, massive prize.
There are some craft stalls there as well, I believe. I remember when I looked round, there were some little people making things out of wood and things.
Yeah,
lovely.
Pembury Recycle's a really nice one. They make lovely things like birdhouses out of recycled and reclaimed goods, again really environmentally friendly. And bird houses and insect houses and things like that.
I'm just going to read out the old sat nav for you. So it's the second Sunday of every month. So it's this Sunday coming up. It's 9:30 to 1:30. It's in Sovereign Way, which is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 9, 1, R for Roger, and G for Goat. Because I'm really good at the phonetic alphabet. You can email Steve Wood, steve@tunbridgefarmersmarket.co.uk. You can tweet them at Tunbridge FMMRKT, Muckett. They'll have John the Baker there.
Yes, on stage, and Matthew from Kent Fine Foods, I'm sure, will be cooking up something lovely on the stage as well, if they can hear through the Morris jingling, of course.
Yeah, I love all those men. What else? There's something about here. Oh, it's the Hartley Morris, they're called.
Hartley Morris, that's right, yeah.
So you are going to join?
You never know, I might have a go. I have been known to have a bit of a dance at Tunbridge Farmers Market in previous years.
Twitter's going mad, can you hear it? There's a free pitch at each market, we must point out, mustn't we, Jane?
Yes, if you're a charity, is it?
Yes, if you're a charity or a local organisation. So this month we have the Bridge Trust, they say. So there you go. And you can get a text. Now, I can't read that text number, can you, on your bit?
I don't think I can.
Because my printer has gone bananas with it. I don't know whether. We think it's something to do with Steve Wood's font, but my print has blurbed. But they say the next market for your diary is on the 9th of August at Tunbridge, and it's the Chili Circus. I'm going to pass it to you and you'll be able to see if it's any, is it any different to what you've got? I don't know. While you do that, Jane, we're going to call Colin Harkness later on if you're listening. I just want to say a few hellos to a few people. So we've got Bean Smitten, who says smooth. Now, I'm not sure what he's saying smooth about. Possibly my shaky start. Who knows? But I did sort of recover, hopefully, quite well, because it wasn't very pleasant when we're live. Liz Nurse Gilson says, love it. I'm going to get sheared in a week because I sent some pictures out of some lovely little shorn sheep that are looking naked as I drove in this morning. I'm actually meeting. Now, she's a listener. See, now you'll be shocked at this. She listens every week from Maryland, the land of the cookie. She sets her alarm because it's about 6 o'clock in the morning there. And because I'm going to New York for my new husband's book signing and book launch, she's coming from Maryland to New York to take me out.
That's amazing.
We're going to go out on the razzle. So come close to the mic, Zena. Remember I told you to kiss it? The mic?
You did.
So she's told me to bring my walking shoes. I've said, you know, she said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I think I need to have a coffee, you know, coffee.
And a bagel.
Yeah. Preferably served by Meryl Streep or Jack Nicholson. I think I need to have a Manhattan somewhere gorgeous.
Yep.
Top of somewhere lovely. What would you do? I mean, I maybe need to see a show. Mammy on Broadway. Mammy, how I love you. I don't know. I'm a bit old. I mean, that's the only show I can think of. That was the Black and White Minstrels, I think. So Lisa Jane, what would you do if you went to New York?
I was just pretending to be the Statue of Liberty there.
I thought you were showing me you'd shave your armpits. Oh. And talking of armpits, Kale's surprise today.
You have to dye them. Well, I've got my yellow ones on today.
You dye them as well. Do you do your eyebrows to match? Because blue eyebrows are in, aren't they?
They are.
When I was addled in Spain, I actually, because I have to take all my brushes there, my makeup brushes, because everything rots in the humidity out there. So if I leave it, you know, just I go back and, you know, the brush has
stick.
Just, yeah, it's just gone. You poke your eye out. So I take them. So because I was a bit addled out there, it's the heat. It makes everybody go balmy. You know, you drive and you're just like, you're on the wrong side of the road for a start. I'm always shouting at my new husband, no, you're on the wrong side of the road. Steering wheel next to the curb. And he's going around the roundabout, you know, saying everybody's giving me funny looks. Yes, you're going around the roundabout the wrong way. And, you know, and he's young. So, so my eyebrow, yeah. So I brought my little eyebrow brush. It's a MAC. But I had to double use it for my green under my eye. You know, you see I wear a lovely fetching shade of green. So I had green eyebrows most of the week without realising.
You would match my lovely work experience lad this week. He's Rob. Hello, Rob, if you're
Hello,
listening.
Rob.
He's got green hair, so
oh, well, when match. You're young,
it's
how old is he?
At 16.
You see, at 16 you
very
can get
Very bright
away.
From Skinner School, so he's lovely lad. But he's
and what's he doing for you?
He's been helping in the kitchen last week. Well, last week and this week he's helping.
And is he a hindrance or is he a help?
No, Let's he's be been honest. A lovely help. He's been very good at the washing up. He's been learning how to cook things and he's vegan. So he's very passionate about food and veganism. He's been vegan, oh, he's 16, a year and a half already. So,
wow. Yeah.
Skinner's is a great school, foodie school, isn't
yeah.
it? I think the Kent Young Chef and finalists from last year were
I remember that.
Yeah.
Do you know, LJ, last year at the Kent Young Chefs, the food that those kids brought out was, I mean, amazing. I was gobsmacked. The presentation, everything. And I think Richard was, you know, your friend Richard Phillips was very, and mine, of course, yeah. was very impressed. He's coming on, just to let you know, it was such a busy show. It just got mad. We've got three lovely ladies in the studio. We've got Colin on wine on in 2 minutes. And I just said, we can't give Richard the time. So he's going to come on in August and have the whole hour practically just ruling the roost. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a song and it is going to be a little Spanish theme. We're going to dance around doing some Morris dancing practice and we're going to get Colin Harkness on the blower and hear what Godello absolutely is. Goodbye.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Te da perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna de mi destino. El destino te ha desamparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro alabando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la pre-
yo la aprendí a vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea, porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así. Bambolea.
Now, I'm feeling in a great sort of summery Spanish mood, and we are now going to speak to the fabulous Colin on wine, just fading out the lovely Gypsy Kings there with Bambaleo. Ole. Colin.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, first of all, I can't do any Morris dancing with this new knee of mine. And if we're talking eyebrows like you ladies in the studio where I'm going to have to get out of that one as well. So maybe I should concentrate on wine. What do you think?
I think so. I'm very interested in what my Godello is. What is this hashtag that's going everywhere?
Exactly. Let me just explain. All you youngsters spreading around these Twitter notes with OMG on, meaning everything, something else. But in fact, what they're really saying is, oh, my Godello. Well, maybe not. But let me tell you a little bit about Godello. Not pronounced Godello, but spelt it. It's Godello. And this is a Spanish white wine grape variety, which comes from the northwest of Spain. And many people will know about Albariño. Indeed, we've talked about this on the show before. But this is from one of the areas of production at Dinamanación de Orgen, next to Rías Baixas, from whence comes all the Albariño, mostly. Mm. But this is from a place called, well, two places. One's called Dio Valdeoras, and the other is called Dio Bierzo. And they specialize in a great variety there called Godello, which for me has all the character, all the aroma, all the flavor, albeit different than Albariño, but still it's up there, right at the top of Spanish white wine quality drinking.
Now, what would you say, Colin, are the, if you're looking at a Spanish wine, what is the difference, for example, in your opinion, with a French or an Argentinian, with a Spanish or New Zealand, for example?
Too big a question to answer in one sentence, that, but let me just give you a little bit of an idea.
We need three shows.
With France, of course.
Yeah.
Although climate change is making a difference, the fact is that sometimes in some years, the grapes don't ripen in certain parts of France as well as they would like them to. And that's why the further north you go in the northern hemisphere, there is a greater importance placed on the actual year, because some years aren't as good as others.
Mm.
The further south you go in the northern hemisphere, for example, Spain, the less important that is. I mean, it's still relevant, but it's less important. And what I'm driving at here is there's a certain richness which comes from the fact that almost always Spanish grapes are ripe when they're actually selected. In fact, in these particular days of climate change, like I've mentioned, they're tending to start to change their sort of methods in the vineyard, but also pick a little earlier, because the one thing we don't want with any wine, red, white, rosé or whatever, is to have it too flabby. We want it to have a certain amount of acidity. And in these days, and particularly where we are, you know, because, of course, you've been in this part of the
country. I was frolicking just on Sunday, in fact.
Indeed. But it is so hot, of course, and so I'm quite sure the picking will begin in this area, in Dio Yecla, Dio Jumilla, all the areas around here, Alicante as well. I'm sure it'll start earlier because it has been such a hot season so far. I'm sure it's scheduled to continue.
This heat wave, how does it affect the obviously, watering will be a priority, but what about things like mould and mildew and things?
Well, we're very fortunate here because, in fact, well, we're fortunate, we're not fortunate. We don't need to use as much spraying as they do in various different parts of the world. And in fact, there are some areas where they don't spray at all. In fact, for example, Dio Yecla. And lots of places now in Spain are using different methods to make sure that their vines and therefore the grapes aren't attacked. For example, they encourage insects which eat the insects which attack the grapes.
That's a brilliant thing.
All very ecological, etc. There's a certain little gadget, in a way. Do you remember the, well, you probably have them in England still, loaves of sliced white bread, and they're sealed at the end with a little bit of a wire sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's something like that, and they attach it to every other vine.
Right.
And this produces the aromas for female moths. And the moth, it's either that or the male moth.
You mean a pheromone, Colin? A pheromone.
That's it. And so what happens is that these moths that normally attack the vines, they come along to the vines looking for all the lady folk, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And they find there's nothing there, so they're confused, so they clear off, essentially. So there's lots of different ways that we can actually detect that. But of course, the wine that I'm talking about here from Godeo grape variety is way up in the northwest. I mean, it's a considerable sort of 8-hour drive, maybe longer than that here. And it's what is sometimes known as Green Spain.
I think that gentlemen are often very confused by my pheromones, Colin.
Well, I'm quite sure that is the case, yeah. This is what we've heard, actually.
I'm fiddling with my headphones at the moment. They're a little loose connection, so I can sort of hear you, but you know, now and then. But the girls in the studio say that you're marvellous. I'm just taking a picture of them for you, so that you. I remember Greenfly. There was something about Greenfly, and you plant even in England, you'd plant marigolds, for example, near roses to get rid of the greenfly or to help. And things
Well,
like that.
It's funny actually, because very often in olden days, rose bushes were actually planted at the head of vines, a row of vines. The reason for that is because the rose bushes would get attacked first, and then they would know then to spray. But of course, it's now much more technologically advanced, and so we don't really need that. Although I have to say, it does look rather charming in various vineyards that I've been to.
Mm. So, what have you got coming up in Wine World that listeners can get involved in, or book a tour with you, perhaps?
Well, let me first of all, I can give you my website.
Lovely.
Because the forthcoming events are all on there, of course, and that's www.colinharknessonwine.com. And if you go to the events page there, you'll see various different things. But I can tell you, there's a couple I've got a really, really good... I've just actually sent an email out to my email list. I've got a really, really good bodega visit with tour, with tasting, and with lunch. And that's coming up in September the 16th, in actual fact. Various different tastings, etc. And, of course, they are all, if they're not now, they certainly will be very soon on the website. So anybody visiting in this area, obviously I'd be very, very happy to include them on the coach that we go. We have some fun. We have a sort of a quiz on the way back. It's all fun, of course, and we usually have wet prizes, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
A free raffle. It's all free, and, well, it isn't free, but the raffle, etc. is. Obviously I'd be delighted if people actually had a look at the website, see what else is going on, and if you do come regularly to this side of Spain, obviously you might like to tune in and get on my email list.
I think that's very wise words from you, Colin. I think September is a lovely time too, because the tourists all trot off, don't they? And then you get the just slightly lower temperature. It's very much more pleasant.
We're also going right at the heart of the harvest as well.
Yeah.
Because they'll be harvesting at Bodega Castaño. And that is really great, because you actually see the journey that a grape makes from the vineyard to the bottle, and then of course you taste at the end as well. It is absolutely fabulous. Very.
That's the best bit.
It's a great fun day out.
As well. Mm. I had some lovely meals there. I thought the food it was always good, but it was superb. I had some really, really good. I had a fabulous paella down on my local beach, the Morage, you know, on Cumbre.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Just amazing, huge gambas, beautifully cooked, you know, with the bottom slightly burnt and all the flavours. And we sat on the beach, we did a merengue. I mean, I have to say, the lovely chef there, Celeste, is rather a large lady. She's about rather large, let's say. But she can do a merengue like nobody else I've ever seen. She can shake her little butt. And my husband was very impressed, and he's videoed it, but it's a very short video because I think he was so gobsmacked, his finger came off the pulse. And then
wide angle lens, is it?
It needed to be, but she is amazing. And she's the cook, you know, so she's working very, very hard. And then we went down and we watched the, it was a full moonlight, and we'd had all the, of course, the hospitality and the brandy and a couple of bottles of something rather gorgeous. And we sat on the deck chairs and watched the moon. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. We're having this lovely romantic chat, my new husband and I, Colin. And I was, you know, saying how much I loved him and what a lovely holiday it was. And then I looked at him and he'd nodded off. So I wasn't very impressed with him, really. But I think paella does that to people, don't you?
Well, it may be the wine that's something to do with it.
It's great to speak to you. Again, Colin on wine, Colin Hartness. Tell us your website one more time.
Yes, it's www.colinharknessonwine.com. Just before you go, this Godeo, I'm predicting that over the next year or so, you'll be seeing more and more. There's very, very little at the moment of sparkling Godeo wine.
Mm.
It's not cava, it's sparkling wine. Cava's a different issue, but this is absolutely lovely. It's got that same white peach aroma to it and sparkling as well. Fantastic.
I rather miss it now. You know, I haven't had one since Sunday. Colin, as ever, we'll speak to you next month, and have a lovely day today. Enjoy Spain.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And thanks to all the listeners and those in the studio as well. Adios.
Hasta luego. That's the fabulous Colin on wine there, telling us all about his Godeo. And I like the sound of that, Lisa. Lisa Jane, I saw you licking your lips. I like the sound of the peach flavour and, you know, the sparkling wine.
Any sparkling wine.
Yes.
Yes, brings to
one or two bottles.
My lips, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to continue with the Spanish theme. There's I just need to say hello to a few people before we play a little song. We're going to play Gloria Estefan, because I like her. The awful thing was, on holiday, I found myself so relaxed. I was singing Peter Sarsted, Where'd You Go To, My Lovely, on a loop. And my new husband wasn't impressed. We've got Susan Hubbard, morning to you. She's in Whitstable. We've got the fabulous Ken Heron, who's coming on to the Business Bunker show later on. He's over there in America, Florida, I believe, probably picking an orange as we speak. We've got the Proper Tea Company, the fabulous Peter Wiggins. And he says, your little shaky start, Jules, well recovered, must be something to do with last week's guest and presenter. I think so. I don't know what they were doing there on my playlist. Fat Carrot, never heard of her. Paul Andrews has muscled in on this. So that's, oh, hello to Cars from Kent. They wanted a shout out. Lots of new listeners, which Fat Carrot will probably cotton on to as well. But Paleo Mega, MEGA, so that must be about paleo diet foods. And the Southeast Times, thank you to you for following me, little old me. Who else? Was somebody else? Oh, Bean Smitten, did I mention him, the coffee man? He's fabulous. Did I or not?
Not yet, no, I
don't think
so.
Nobody's nodding. So Bean Smitten said, well recovered, Jules Serkin, very smooth. Now, Liz J, Nurse Liz in Maryland, says, I'm taking notes about what you want to do, girls in New York. Bagels, as long as they're gluten-free for me. Rooftop bar. Broadway show, mammy. I'm adding live music and art and Staten Island Ferry. Mm-hmm. Possibly with a, you know, serenade by Simon and Garfunkel, you know, maybe, not too much. Jack Nicholson serving the daiquiris. We're going to play Gloria Estefan. I think I'm waffling. So here she is with a conga, not Morris dancing.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. I know you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. I know you can't control yourself any longer. Conga beat.
And that was a lovely conga there with Jane Apps congering round doing her impersonation. So we are going to talk to the lovely Zena Cooper, the racing driver, and Lisa Jane, and they're going to tell us it's very exciting. So we are going to have Richard Phillips on in August, as I said, But sorry, I'm rambling because suddenly the guests can't hear me, and yet the first half of the show they could. So we've got the lovely sound man in to see what's happened, and we're going to just talk blind without you hearing. We'll just nod a lot. So let's first of all go to Lisa Jane Davis, who phoned me up and said, "Jules, can I come on Scoff and Quaff? Because I've got this really exciting news." And what we're doing is we've set up a partnership with RPP partnership, Richard Phillips. And we're aiming to set hospitality standards higher. So, Lisa Jane, well done for getting in on the stack, of course, as we mentioned earlier in the show. Tell us the idea and how it happened.
It happened around January when I got together with Richard and we were chatting about the lack of hospitality skills that we had and the lack of training that was out there. So we decided to set up our own partnership, and rather than it just be about our three venues, Thackeray's, the Windmill and the Pearson's Arms, we would like to open it up to equally high-level partners within Kent, so great hotels, great restaurants, and actually create an alliance where we can train good staff, provide them with great training, and also have a support network for all the partners.
This sounds very exciting. I mean, training is one of the most important. I had an experience. I went to a very good restaurant with a very well-known chef, and I'd had his food at an event, being a bit cagey about what we say because it's a very small world, and I wanted to try out his restaurant. I was so impressed. And when I went there, I asked for Prosecco, and they said, "We don't do any sparkling wine." And then they actually sort of hummed and hawed and sort of brought me something, but it was flat. I didn't know, because she'd said there was no sparkling wine, what it was, but it was supposed to be sparkling. I found out afterwards. So I didn't moan, but I thought, this is a bit odd. You know, I think it's supposed to be sparkling, but it's not. And then drank that, and then ordered another one, of course. And this time I heard the pop. So that one had been rolling around in the fridge and was flat. Now, if Richard's listening, he'll know that's about training, isn't it? You know, the person opening the bottle knows if it's flat or how long it's been in the fridge. Also, I asked for the desserts. They came out beautiful, sort of six or seven desserts. And I said, "Well, what are they?" And the waiter didn't know. And when I said to the chef, you know, gave my feedback, which he'd asked for, I said, you know, the waiter didn't know. It would have been nice if you could have said, "This is this and this is that and lemon meringue and, you know, blah-de-blah, gorgeous." He said, he's only been with us a little while. And then I talked to the guy afterwards, young guy. He'd been there 6 months. So back to you, yeah. LJ. This is just what we're saying.
It's about what we want to do is promote hospitality as a career rather than just a job.
Yeah.
And people do fall into that trap of not getting any further training when they have just maybe signed up to be a barman or a waitress. But our training uniquely is aimed front and back of house. So we will be offering training on various levels provided by HIT. And they are the largest training provider in the UK.
Now, this is where our racing driver, Zena Cooper, comes in. Zena, tell us, apart from the fact that you probably drove here at 80 miles an hour in your little banger, tell us about where you come into this.
Well, I can confirm I have a very nice hit car. Course, I stuck to all of the speed limits, as one should.
Yes. Good girl.
But back to the day
off-road.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only way to go.
Did you move them sheep?
They moved. They did move.
Well, now they've got their coats off, is who they care.
Exactly. They're much more streamlined.
So where do you come into it, Zena?
Well, essentially, I've been working with Lisa Jane for a while, basically just delivering training or to some of the sites that she's been working with in the past. And then obviously when this whole idea came about, she brought me in to discuss how we could develop a unique training offer for the Richard Phillips Partnership. You know, we are a huge provider. We cover the whole UK. I think, you know, the last year's figures stated that we delivered something like 50% of all hospitality training across the UK. It's our specialism and it's all work-based learning. So the way that we deliver our training suits perfectly to the hospitality environment, essentially because the employer doesn't need to lose their member of staff for a day to college. They're learning on the job. So therefore, whatever they're learning with their trainer assessor is easily sort of digested because they're doing it as they're learning it.
I love the fact you got digested into that little slot.
Do you know, it wasn't even planned. It just naturally came out.
But things, I mean, training is, it's even just a simple thing. When you're a diner, certainly when I go out, when I arrive, I want to, often you've done a long journey, you want a glass of water or a jug of water, or, you know, first of all, why, you know, and then you want a drink while you look at the menu, which gives the restaurant an opportunity to make more money, of course, because you're having an aperitif. But things like that often, and I went somewhere, can't remember it was, a fabulous service. I know where it was. It was the, it was Weston Hanger Castle with, Sarah Paul and her, she'd done gluten free for me. Fabulous service, fabulous timing. It was a big group of people. And the waitress bought me, my cutlery. I'd lost a knife. She brought it for me, but instead of putting her mitts all over the bit that you're going to put in your mouth, she held it, with something wrapped round. And I just thought it was little things like that that made a huge difference to me. Cleaning the tables is another thing that drives me mad. You know, when they wipe it, A, do they clean it? But B, they wipe it in your lap sometimes. They just scoot all the bits of food. Jane's looking horrified, but it happens.
It does happen.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Well, what we do with our training in general is obviously look at issues like that. So, like I said, it's the small things that really improves a customer's experience. Mm. For the Richard Phillips Partnership, we're developing that even more. So we're using our existing frameworks, the qualifications that are NVQs and BTECs. Mm. And what we're doing is evolving that by offering things like masterclasses. And certainly for the front of house staff that are on this programme, whether they're new apprentices or existing staff, they're going to have these masterclasses, which tackles exactly those kind of things, the small things, what makes a restaurant or a hotel stand out above any other place.
Shall I send you some of my hints and tips? That annoy me, because yes, it does. Now, have you got a website that we need to know about?
It will be going live next week.
Wow.
We'll have our Twitter, which is at RP Partnership, and you can follow us there, please. And when we do launch a website next week, we can tweet out and send you links to that. We also have a Facebook page, which is RP Partnership as well.
Thank you for that, Lisa Jane. So that sounds very interesting. Now, how involved and hands-on is Richard?
He's extremely, well, it's obviously his partnership. He'll be leading most of the masterclasses, and that gives any of our partner networks access to, you know, high level chef training, and they can aspire to be and to work with Richard. We're also creating a talent pool amongst our partners as well. So we're training people up from level one, for instance, to level two, and then they can move on within the partnership to get the next level of job so that they can keep achieving and possibly aspire to get their own venues as well. I'm covering the business side of the partnership. So we're doing marketing, PR, we're creating a job site. There's
Excellent.
Going to be a blog. Each partner will get their own page and we'll be able to promote their events.
So what are you asking listeners to do? To tell other restaurants to get in touch with you?
Well, we're looking for our first executive partners. So you might have a Michelin star,
yeah.
You might have AA Rosettes,
yeah.
Or you might be in one of the good food guides.
So right.
We're looking for initial 15 executive partners and 10 associate partners. And we'll be working, they'll be able to develop our framework with us so that we move our training forward and our promotion and PR and marketing forward so that we have potentially the best places to come and dine and eat and work within Kent and the surrounding areas.
I see that you've got a nice article here in Inside Kent, that's the July issue, which is a free magazine that goes around in Kent. Do you know the pickups of where we can pick these up, this Inside Kent?
It is at Inside Kent on Twitter, and they are based in Folkestone, okay. Funnily enough, so very near here, but all over. You can get it in Tunbridge Wells, Sevenoaks, major cafes, hotels and restaurants.
Brilliant.
You can find them on Twitter.
Okay, thank you for that. So, thank you. One last shout out for the best place to contact you.
Best place to contact me is Lisa Jane at BYANISE.com.
If she's lounging by her pool, I'm sure she'll still pick up the Twitter.
I will.
Brilliant. I'm very impressed. And we'll be having you back probably in August when we talk with Richard, who will be ruling the roost. Jane, let's nip over to you. And I'm going to put some lovely little Spanish background music. Who have you got, my lovely co-presenter, on Twitter?
Well, we've got a few events going down. Chris, who is at Chris Connect It on the Twitter.
Lovely Chris Pollard.
Lovely Chris Pollard. He says there's a Tenterton Town Farmers Market, which is Friday the 10th of July. And also that Miriam, his lovely wife, will be doing a book signing at Waterstones. We've had two...
Let's stop there. Book signing. Now, she is lovely, correct? she will be signing her book. It's the Tales from Turkey series. And it's Scorpions at Midnight.
Yeah.
There's a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Scorpions at Midnight, Miriam McGurk. She's just had a book launch in Ireland. You can tell she's my best friend, of course. I know all about her. Great book launch in Ireland. And so she's going to be doing a book signing in Waterstones, which is amazing. And great summer read, Jane Apps. What would you think?
I would think so, yes. Yeah. It'd be the great thing to lay on a beach somewhere, yeah, and read, I would imagine.
And I think she's going to be on the Business Bunker coming up again probably soon as well. But hello to Chris Pollard. He's going to be my co-presenter in your seat very soon.
What?
Doing all the work.
Oh.
I haven't had a meringue yet, have you, ladies? Zina, can you open the meringues, please? What's the matter with you?
Going
thought
on,
you'd have been
crunching.
Tucking in. You can tuck in now. Back to you.
We've also
lovely fat carrot. Not at all fat.
We've had a few tweets from London events. We've had at Rose Ferguson on the Twitter has said the 27th of September at Borough Market there's a Fair Healthy show. Oh. And we've had an email from a lovely lady called Jessica about the Urban Food Festival, which is on Shoreditch High Street. It's every Saturday between the 1st of August and the 19th of December, and it's midday till midnight, and it's free entry, and there's lots and lots of different food things going on there in Shoreditch.
Now, if you're going to ask me who's on next week, there'll be a little slight pause because I've had real problems with that because I'm in New York. So I know that I've got the Marmalade Queen on, Kathy's Pickles, haven't I? Pretty sure. And it's probably going to be... Probably,
if not, we have now.
But I have no presenter. I've asked five of my regulars and they're all... we'll see. But hopefully some will come on. We've had a lot of new followers as well, haven't we?
Yes, we've had some new followers. We've had a Spanish wine company. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. At Los Davinos... D Finca.
Gosh, you sound like a native.
Very badly pronounced, but apparently their wine is elegant quality wine. We've also had at Catalogue Industry have followed the Scoffcroft show this morning, and they're a catalogue library for manufacturers and suppliers.
That's a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one this morning.
Right, so are we eating the meringues, girls?
They are delicious. I'm going in for my second.
Yeah, give us without the egg, would you notice there wasn't an egg in there?
They're beautifully, I don't know how that consistency is.
Can
delicious.
You just pass one over, Zina, please? I feel slightly
so
left out.
Squidge on the outside and squidge on the middle.
Yeah, so how do you get a squidge without the egg? She won't tell us. Oh, it's a huge one, listen. Let me just crunch it. Hang on.
Yes, they are. There's a lot of sugar in them.
I actually can't talk now for the rest of the show. They are, you got the squidge, but not too sickly sweet.
No.
Which is, you know, sometimes when you buy the shop-bought ones, they're just...
But if you were to serve them with strawberries, you wouldn't necessarily know they weren't meringue, as in, you know, egg
well,
meringue.
Well, after the show, we are having them, the strawberries, aren't we?
We have got some Kentish strawberries. I bought those on the way here from Bourne Produce in East Peckham. So local strawberries, so we can serve them with that. And I've got some vegan cream with me as well.
Okay, so we will find out after the show, off air, what she's used, what Jane has used. rounding up Twitter, anything else or any other things?
Waffle and Shake, say hi. And
who's that?
Waffle and Shake.
Oh, they're new.
They do waffles. That's one of my sister companies. So I often help Waffle and Shake and vice versa. So you sometimes see both products at markets. And also, can I just mention, it's Sissinghurst Castle Farmers Market this Friday. That's a really nice one. That's at the lovely National Trust property. So that one's 10:30 till 3:30.
I'd like to mention Javelers Treasures. I don't know whether Jane mentioned them. They're new. They're designer clothing, vintage and antiques. So hello to you guys as well. Oh, this meringue's lovely. Sorry, it's taking my mind off it, off the whole thing. And also... Kent Farmers Market. Did we mention those boys?
I don't think we did, actually.
So hello to them. Tell us about those.
Kent Farmers Markets. That's the Kent Farmers Market Association, and that's the association which has a great website. So if you've got any...
Can you hear me chomping? Sorry.
Yeah, it's quite distracting.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's gone straight to my head.
If you're looking for your nearest farmers market in Kent, just go to the Kent Farmers Market Association website page, and it lists all of them. It's got a diary page, so you can check out if you want to go on a particular day. So you just pick out Sunday and it'll tell you what's on that day, or you can go by location. So if you're at Ash or Bearsted, or it's all alphabetically listed.
Did we mention the Tenterden Farmers Market that's on?
We did.
That's you're so diligent.
Friday, isn't
this
it?
This is why we love you. girls, come back to the meringues. Zina's got her mouth full. Lisa Jane, you finished yours.
I did.
What was the verdict?
I think it's absolutely delicious. I can't wait to have it with strawberries.
Mm. Yeah, I can't wait for the show to end. what is your... Because I'm into savouries at the moment, she says, tucking into this. I would kill for a gluten-free sausage roll, which I find very difficult to get when I'm out. Things like that. What is your most popular dish, Jane? Would you say...
If we're talking gluten-free, then I'd say at the moment it's the goat herder pie, which is a combination of green lentils, tomatoes, carrots and onions, topped with sweet potato with a local goat's cheese and thyme in there. Mm. We also do a marvellous potato-based tart, which has got cauliflower cheese, mushrooms and spinach in. That's really popular on the gluten-free side. I'm being asked more and more for gluten-free cake, I have to say, although I'm swinging back to the sweet things. Mm. I'm at the moment developing a few more of those. But yes, if it's vegetarian or vegan, we'll have a go. And then if we've got customers that have got special food restrictions as well, then obviously we will try to accommodate them.
I've now spilt meringue all over the desk, so I'm going to make somebody very angry. Lisa Jane.
Yesterday
by Paul McCartney?
Yes. Seems so far away. Yeah. We were chatting yesterday in our training meeting with HIT, and we were saying that more we wanted to do more masterclasses in gluten-free, celiac, and the new allergen training.
The 14
so,
allergens.
Yeah, so that people can go to any of our Richard Phillip partners and know that they can have eat comfortably there with having all their needs met if they are gluten-free or celiac.
In September, LJ, we're going to do an allergy show. They're always very popular whenever we do cover that sort of thing. Yeah. So keep us informed. When I was in Spain, we're wrapping up now, but very quickly, they're very good on gluten-free out there, but the EU, I think, have made things very complicated because the eco sign, which is, what do we call eco over here? Additive-free. Right. It's like a wheat, green wheat thing.
Okay.
It's very similar to the gluten-free symbol. And I thought the whole point of EU was to make it easy when you travel.
Yeah.
But I found it a minefield. And my new husband got very bamboozled with it. You've been listening to Scoff and Quaff with myself, Jules Serkin, just back from Spain, a little bit addled. And, you know, I think my brain is still in Spain on the plane. Jane Apps has been the co-presenter, marvellous, and best job ever, I think, because she's a woman, of course. She can multitask Chris Pollard, if you're listening. And she will be at Tunbridge Farmers Market along with 89 stalls or 85.
We're making it up now, but yes.
Lots. And lots of money you can win to spend there. Then we've had Richard Phillips, who's been heckling from his kitchen. He'll be on in August, but he is behind Zina Cooper and the lovely LJ Davies. Get in contact with them. you're going to get superior hospitality standards and help there, along with all sorts of other things. So get involved with the training. For now, from all of us in the studio, we say a goodbye, don't we, girls?
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
And frankly, we're going to go off and eat meringue and strawberries.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
And not just any strawberries, Kentish strawberries.
Strawberries, of course.
Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Channel Radio.co.uk. Well, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin scoff and quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk. Thank you.